Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Romans 6. Believers are dead to sin, alive to God. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lust. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? May it never be. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification, and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Peter's letters, he writes that the disobedience is sin. And don't confuse what Paul is writing to mean that we no longer need to worry about obedience to the law. And then in James, it says, even when you know what you should do and you don't do it, that's sin. So you know what you shouldn't do, and the reason why we know what we should not do is because of the law. And also the reason why we know what we should do is because of the law. The law that God gave us, not the law of man that was extended well beyond the parameters of God. And even in the beginning, prior to Moses coming down the mountain, there were definite occasions to where you could see in the Word God's law being kept even prior to being given to Moses to come down the mountain and give to the people. So God's law has been there from the beginning. And also in Paul, he says, so what are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. And then later, are we okay to sin because of grace? Absolutely not. May it never be. Shall we sin because we are under law but not under grace? May it never be. He says it multiple times in his letters to really show, so are we now to just completely forget and abolish everything? No, may it never be. He's clear. The confusion is in our understanding and our use of his words to justify our own actions. Because we know that conviction that the Holy Spirit has given us that what we're doing is wrong. Or if you want to go above Peter and above John and above James and above Paul and their words, why don't we go straight to the words of Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for us? Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He didn't say, if you love me, then I'm going to go ahead and forgive you of everything that you've ever done and you can live your life just as you please. There's no more law. John said, sin equals lawlessness. Lawlessness equals sin. Living without law is sin. So here, if you were to take that mindset and start reading, in every place that it says sin, go ahead and replace it with lawlessness. So even, I'm not going to read the whole thing that way, but are we to continue in lawlessness so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to lawlessness still live in it? Or do we not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into death? And later. So knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of lawlessness might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to lawlessness. For those who have died is freed from lawlessness. So if we're freed from lawlessness, that means that we are now in bondage to law. We're slaves to his word, which is his law. Not sacrificing animals. That's the one thing that it says clearly. Now we're under a new priesthood and we no longer need to sacrifice live animals because Jesus was our once and for all sacrificial lamb. Our sin offering has been fulfilled forever. But we need to accept that as a free gift to be seen as righteous. But we're still to bring the offering of grace. We're supposed to still be bringing that offering of forgiveness, that offering of peace, those other offerings that we're supposed to bring to make it right, not to justify our sins that's been justified. So we need to be careful when we start looking at what is gone away with and what is still around. And we need to stick with the consistency throughout all of the Bible, not picking and choosing the only the ones that we want to have. Grace covers us because we live in a broken world, and it's very difficult in this broken world not to fall. We can do it, but it takes serious effort. But because we will fall, He gives us grace. He does not give us grace so that we can fall and live a life falling. We must choose. And when we sin, we repent, we ask for forgiveness, we get up, we pick up our mat, and we sin no more. So Father, thank You that You've given us a way to grace and righteousness, but it's through our obedience to You that we find the blessings that You have for us, not salvation. Thank You that You give us salvation for free and just believing and knowing Your truth to be true, that Jesus died for our sins. Even while we were still sinners, He died for us. So thank You for that free gift. But now let us live our lives. Help us to live our lives worthy, to be worthy, living sacrifices of the gift that You gave us so freely. I pray for all this in Jesus' name. Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.